I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain, ordinary dragon.
Welcome back to the Plain Ordinary Dragon podcast. Today, it's a Dragon Bites day. Yeah, today is our first day of our new schedule. And so this is our first Wednesday episode. And today we're going to talk about being fearless. And there are probably some different takes on this, but this is mine and it's my podcast. So we'll go with that one. I hope y'all are doing well. I want to say thank you so much for stopping by and listening to us today. You know, time's the most precious resource any of us have. I suggest you use yours wisely. And the fact that you chose to spend some of your precious time with us is really humbling. We never take it for granted. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Okay, so let's talk about being fearless. This article, you can read it at plainordinarydragon.com if you want to. So this one is called Being Fearless or Be Fearless Today. What's on your agenda for today? Are you planning to accomplish great things? Are you planning to just get through the day? I always want to do great things with my day. I always want to be the rock star. I always want to chase perfection, if only to catch excellence. I have amazing plans and intentions, and I rarely accomplish them. I find myself pondering why much of the time. In fact, I think much of the time it's because I'm afraid. I have a whiteboard in my office. Actually, I have a couple of them, but that's a different story for a different time. At the top of the one that overlooks my monitors, it says, "Be fearless today." Now, I don't like to admit it, but I'm afraid sometimes. I'm not confident on some days. Fear can stop me from accomplishing the amazing dreams and plans I have set forth to bring into this world. Many times, I don't even know it's fear holding me in its grasp. I have found I really have to investigate my motivations for why I'm stalling or procrastinating. Usually it's hidden behind an excuse or a plethora of excuses. Sometimes even a mountain of excuses or deflections hide the fear. Oh, and they tend to be well-crafted too. I'm a king of rationalization. This makes cutting through the obstacles all the more challenging because I really have to fight to be honest with myself. To clear away the debris and the well-constructed self-protection, the armor to keep me safe from the ridicule of peers is frightening. It scares the hell out of me. To be vulnerable, splayed open for the world to see, criticize, and laugh at. To be honest, giving others the ability to see the real me is, well, it's tough. No one wants the pain. No one wants to be thought of as the crazy one. We all have a desire to be accepted by our tribe, and it seems counterintuitive to expect the acceptance we crave to be found in the place that we fear most, being who we truly are. In Seth Godin's amazing podcast, Seth Godin's Startup School, he says, and I quote, "They need to look for the fear. Over and over and over again, this comes down to where is your fear? Where is your soft spot? Where is the thing you are protecting? When we somehow let go of our guard and expose that soft spot is when we do our best work." And then he goes on to say, "When I find somebody who keeps jumping from thing to thing or gets stuck, sooner or later, it's going to come down to their fear." End quote. Here's the thing. This is exactly where we find what we are looking for. This is not only how we find the acceptance we desire, but how we find our tribe in the first place. When we raise our hand and say, "This is me, this is how I feel, and if you do too, then you are not alone. I'm your tribe." We become a beacon at which to gather for others in our tribe. We send out the signal to those around us saying, "Come, join us in the sunlight." When we expose our fear and face it down and embrace it, we steal the power it has over us. When we accept our fear, the thing which keeps us from being who we want to be not our lack of talent or our situation or our circumstances. When we accept our fear is the thief keeping us from accomplishing what we want to accomplish, we can then focus on overcoming the fear and marching boldly to the great moments ahead. You are an amazing individual. There is no one else who has ever been or will ever be the same as you. You are precious. There will never be another, and we need you, for you are a plain, ordinary dragon. Realize its fear. Identify the fear. Lead with the fear. Then grab your moment with both hands and be fearless today. Quick housekeeping notes. If you'd like to subscribe to the newsletter, please do. PlainOrdinaryDragon.com/subscribe. Other than that, I want to say thank you to the folks that went ahead and gave us a review on Podchaser so that we could send some money over to Meals on Wheels. And so thank you for that. And thank you for participating. And as always, you might be plain and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon. An amazing creature that can do amazing things. And we can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you've got to